DJ.
That's not the DJ, always making it happen this morning. If you're not awake now, I don't know what we're going to do for you.
Wake up, get up, wake up. Maybe you need Cookie Crisp cereal. That's what it was called, Cookie Crisp.
Ah.
Yeah, shout out to a couple people that reached out social media and called in and said, we talked about today being National Oreo Day, and it just reminded me of that cereal that was all chocolate chip cookies, little baby chocolate chip cookies. It was the worst cereal for kids ever. too sweet. We ate it up. What else?
Man.
Cookie Crisp, that's what it was called.
All right.
Thanks, guys, for helping out with that. We have the best audience on the planet Earth.
We do. We do.
I found out that neck bones was, there was the spine of the neck of the animal.
Of the pig?
Of the pig, of the turkey, of whatever.
Oh.
That's what I found, the bird, whatever it is you're eating. That's what a neck bone.
So it can come from anything.
Like, that's what I heard. There was a neck bone connoisseur called me up and told me that.
Okay. I'm glad he cleared that up because I'm completely out now. Jay Hapala has to follow this.
Sorry, Jay. Jay is cool. He likes neck bones, right, Jay? You eat neck bones, right?
I'll eat it, but there's not a lot of competition for the turkey neck in my house, so I get it every time.
Love it. Jay Hapala, AARP, always on Fraud Watch Network, checking it out, making sure we are up to date and on the latest scams and things. Spring break is happening. We know that's coming up. So talk about some of the scams that come around spring break. Because when you think about spring break, you think people are going outside, they're getting outdoors, students and everything. What kind of scams are happening during spring break, Jay?
Yeah, it's a fun time of year. Some of my great memories are about spring breaks. But nowadays people just have to be cautious because the scammers know people are shopping for vacation trips. They're looking to get to the beach. And that's why the scammers, just about anywhere you look, you got to look out for these scams. If you're on a website, if you're just looking on social media, some of those advertisements are going to offer you an exclusive, all-inclusive vacation deal. It might be a vacation home rental, and you can rent the entire home for a week at a great price. Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to rental cars, the scammers are posting fake ads. So really what people need to do is just be cautious, be aware of the fact that some of these advertisements might be scams. Mm-hmm. Slow down, and when you're dreaming of a beach vacation, make sure you're not clicking on one of the advertisements that's a scam. Or you could show up at the beach and someone else is in the vacation house that you rented.
Or no house at the address.
That could be. So, you know, if you're looking on Airbnb or VRBO, just make sure you stay within the app, deal with the people who are verified. And if you're going to search for, you know, plane tickets, if you're going to search for a rental car or a hotel kind of stay, make sure you're going to the right website and not just any old advertisement that pops up on your social media.
Yeah, that's got to be the worst. You book an Airbnb and you get there and there's an Airbnb. No, there's nothing there.
Airbnb.
That's not
zero.
RP is zero. Yeah, that's good to mention because it is a time where people are traveling and going on spring break and everything. So thanks for mentioning that. I think yesterday we talked about how U.S. Bank is mandating at least 3 office days out of the week for employees to go back to work. They've been trying to get them back to the actual building for years since the pandemic. But work from home scams are on the rise, you say. People looking for jobs that are, you know, working from home that has good pay. What kind of scams are happening around that?
That's right. So let me just say with AARP, what we do is take hundreds and hundreds of fraud reports every week. And so right now, these are some of the top scams that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. So when your vacation's done, it's time to get back to work. And wouldn't it be great if you could work from home, make a lot of money, and don't even have to leave the house? But what criminals are doing, this is really difficult. They post fake job postings that say, you know, that you can work from home, you make a lot of money, but then it could be a case of identity theft because that fake job posting is going to require all your personal information, your social security number, mm-hmm. even maybe your banking and credit information. But similar to the fake vacation postings, people just need to be vigilant, make sure that they're not on a pop-up advertisement or a posting on social media that could look like a major employer's posting, and instead make sure they're on the reputable site and that the posting is real.
That's sad. You can't even apply for a job online without being scammed.
Wow, I was just thinking that.
And I think it's so tricky because whether people are just excited about a new job or if they just need that paycheck fast, they're going to do whatever the company says they need to do to apply for the job. But unfortunately, that's what scammers take advantage of, is people who are in desperate times and they need to find a job. Unfortunately, you just got to slow down and take some time to verify things.
Yeah, yeah. And it, like Freddie said, it's sad. Do you feel like, because I think that when you think about years ago, when you were looking for a job, you usually went to the actual location of the business and you had to fill out a physical application. Now, mostly everything is online, but is it, I don't know. I feel like, should we go back to where you just filled everything out physically? You're right there. You can see where it's going. You can hand it in by hand versus just uploading it. You don't know where it's going to.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, and you can't really blame employers for automating things, but that's why it's so successful for the scammers, is because even if you applied to a job, you probably can't call them on the phone and talk to someone. They're not going to spend their time doing that. Mm-hmm. So really, it's on consumers to just double-check on the websites and get some help if you are concerned about it. You can certainly call us at AARP. We have our Fraud Watch hotline, 877-908-3360. Look it up online, aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. And we have people, like, we'll answer the phone. We'll help people look at these job applications and figure out which ones are scams and which ones are good.
Really? Oh, I didn't know you
were
with that. Wow, that's amazing.
Are there legitimate jobs where you can... they want you to pay before they pay you? Are there any legitimate jobs like that out there?
No, you shouldn't be paying up front for an application fee. You shouldn't be paying for your supplies that you need. That's a common scam. They say you need to send us $1,000 so we can get you your computer and whatever you need to work from home. Mm-hmm. And then it ends up being this back and forth of sending money, and it's always the person, the victim, who ends up losing, and it never was a real job in the first place.
AARP Fraud Watch Network helps people protect their money from criminals who are spreading their scams far and wide. Jay Hoppala is here. Now we've been on vacation. We found a job. Now we have to pay our taxes, okay?
You got to pay your taxes. It's tax season. It's tax season, and wouldn't you know it, that the scammers are getting involved in the people paying their taxes too. But these ones hopefully are pretty easy to spot. Scammers will often call on the phone with the automated message that is alarming, and it says you owe back taxes and you need to pay. And they want to be paid with a wire transfer or for their people to send gift cards into the government. So no government agencies are taking wire transfers or gift cards. That's just what the scammers need to stay anonymous and not get caught. So the real IRS, if you do owe back taxes or you think you might, you can call the IRS, you know, call our fraud hotline and we'll give you the number for the IRS. And if you're, you know, if you're getting calls from the IRS, you should have received a letter in the first place. So they're not just going to call people on the phone, tell them they owe money and demand it right now.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, it's always good to know. We talked about spring break, taxes, and working from home. Jay, it's always a pleasure. Any final thoughts? Where can people find more information? How can they find you in the Fraud Watch Network?
Yes, I always want to say at the beginning of our conversations, we're not trying to scare everyone out there. We're trying to give you the information so you can be empowered and stay safe from all of these criminals that are targeting you. And we're here to help. Like I said, you can call us and we'll help you navigate what you're looking at on your computer screen or whatever it is. It's 877-908-3360 and online aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
All right. Thank you so much, Jay. We appreciate you. You're the scam king. You're not the one that scam people, but you just...
I'm a fraud.
It came out wrong. We'll get you a good name next week, okay? All right. I promise.
All right. Next time.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Man. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I didn't mean to call him a scam king. He just knows stuff about scamming. All